Well, let me welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, you got team updates for me?
Yes. Team updates. Our guys are finished. We finished up on the 20th, which was Saturday. It was awesome, man. We got a lot of, again, I've talked, I think, probably the last couple of times, a lot of situational football in that he can watch, evaluate, learn, teach, and grow from. We had over 20 kids on campus, 25s from a recruiting standpoint. So they got a chance to see campus, see us practice, hear a little bit about what we do offensively, defensively, special teams. So from a player standpoint, man, it's just, they can shut it down now and for a couple of weeks, and then we'll get ramped up into phase four as far as, phase four of our program. Phase three was obviously spring ball. Phase four is getting ready for summer workouts. So that's it from a player standpoint. And coaches, obviously, we are finishing up on 2024s, and then we've got our high beams on 2025s, as far as camps, where we're going, who we're IDing, just everything. We're handwriting letters. I mean, just everything that we're doing for these 2025s. So if we can stack another good class behind this 2024 class, there's a lot of good days in front of Hamlin football. So I'm excited, and I'm so excited about our 2024 class. Like, I'm ecstatic about it. I really am. So we're just trying to get going on 2025s.
When in phase four, what kind of involvement are you allowed to have with the players at that, during that time?
Great question. It's very minimal. I mean, it's our strength coach getting out workouts to the guys, and they're on their own, really. They're on their own as far as working out. They can always come in and request a meeting with us, but we can't say, hey, next, and May 1st, we're going to have a football meeting. Like, we can't do that. Like, we can't start doing that until August 15th. So they can, but then we have a lot of contact with them because, they're hungry. They want to get better, so they can always reach out to us. We just can't set anything up with them in phase four. But they're lifting, they're running, and, obviously they're, and then they take some time to enjoy being 18, 19, 20-year-old young people too. So,
fantastic. Well, let's jump into fan questions this week, and we'll start with Joe, who would like to know, have you even begun game scheming right now, or are you just planning for just preparing for the fall camp?
Love it. So that's a layered question. So, obviously, looking at fall camp, what we do as coach, and what we do here, I shouldn't say as coach, and every place is different. We'll look at every opponent in the summertime. Like, we'll take a week and study McAllister. We'll take a week and study Augsburg. We'll take a week and study Bethel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then, and just based off of what they did last year, what they did to us last year. So I wouldn't say we're game planning, but it's like you want to do your summer study. So when you get into that week, all right, let's pop in what they did, pop in our summer study. What have they done? What have they put on tape the last couple games? And what's interesting is you don't do it for the teams that are late in your schedule. You want to do it for the early teams. So Crown, Morris, Carlton, you want to do your summer studies on those guys. The first, probably, say, five or six opponents. Because by the time the season comes, you'll have a lot of visual evidence on what people do. So, no, that's a good football question. That's a great question.
So I was going to give my McAllister jab and say, does it really take a week to study McAllister? But I won't say that, though. So.
You got to respect those guys. You got to respect those guys down there. You have to.
I'm a Hamlin guy now, though, Coach, so I got to be on that side. So, Byron has two questions for you. The first is, he'd like to know, what kind of progress do you expect for Crown in their third year with their head coach?
A lot. I think that coach has a good football mind. They get, for whatever reason, they got good. They had good skill. They got a good scheme. I think that that's going to be a juggernaut for us, man. It's going to be tough. All of them are going to be tough, but I see Coach Franz on the camp circuit in the summer times, and his energy, his football mind. He's good, man. He's really good. So we'll have our hands full.
He'd also like to know, I know you do not follow that conference much, but what kind of success do you see for Minnesota Morris this year after they reached the playoffs last season?
Yeah, I think. I don't want to. I hope I'm not misquoted, but obviously I knew they made the playoff. I think they won seven or eight.
Yeah,
they won seven, which is shucks, man. We're chasing that. So a lot of respect to Coach and how he does things. Coach Hoff over there, how he does things. I'm excited about that. It'll be actually Dwayne Benson Day for us. We're retiring Dwayne Benson number 50 jersey for us. So that'll be a 6 o'clock game. I'm not a fan of night games, but We made that one 6 o'clock to try to get the Jazz level high, and you know that'll be a tough one. You know, Minnesota Morris. I've had a lot of experience with them, even when I was not the head coach here as a coordinator. You know, I remember playing them in 2013, and it was a close game. That was the first game I ever coordinated as a defense, and we were winning big, and our defense wasn't playing well, and we ended up finding a way to win. And so Morris is always a special team to me because I know what they're capable of. So I think that, you know, they do a good job. That's going to be another tough battle. So
Thomas would like to know, what other football leagues do you find interesting to watch? Like, would you watch Canadian football or this new UFL?
So the UFL I want to get into. I haven't been able to really watch them too much because we've been so busy. But now our spring season's over. I want to kind of, because I know a couple of the coaches in that league, so I'll check them out. Canadian football's tough because they got the extra guy and they can move before, but it would be good to kind of learn and continue to just watch how people coach and do things. But I mean, the NFL is the deal, man. Yeah, that's it. That's the best of the best. We hang our hat with the NFL stuff, and then obviously the Division I's, especially if you know somebody that you can talk ball with and learn a little bit more about their scheme.
Shane would like to know if you give any stock in these quote-unquote experts and how they give their picks on how the draft will pan out.
No, I don't, because it's so subjective. It's subjective. So you got to just kind of watch it, enjoy it as a fan. Now, if I was in the NFL, you ain't watching and enjoying as a fan. You're trying to make your group better. But I like to just kind of see who goes up, who goes back. I'm really interested to see what the Chargers are going to do. You know, I'm very intrigued by the Chargers and the Steelers. I want to kind of keep an eye. I want to keep my high beams on those guys and see what they do there. So yeah.
So Dave would like to know, who do you feel is truly an elite quarterback in the NFL right now?
Oh gosh, Mahomes, the guy from the Ravens, my guy Lamar, elite quarterbacks. I'm gonna say Mahomes, Ravens. I want to say Josh Allen. I want to say my guy from the Texans, but he doesn't have a lot of tape. That's only 1 year. I think Burrow. Elite. Yeah, I'd stick in that family because, you know, Tua, he's still got a ways to go. When you say elite, that means like you don't leave anything on the table, man. And a lot of the quarterbacks, it's tough to play. And you can only have, it's only 32 of those guys on the planet, you know. And to be elite, yeah, I'd say the guy from the Ravens, the guy from the Chiefs, and I think the guy from the Texans can be elite too. So and Burrow, I think Burrow's really, 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 really good, man. So.
Well, you know it's the best time of the year, Coach, because Andre starts sending in questions. So the first one he'd like to know, he says, Philadelphia has a first and 2 second-round picks in the draft, so how do you see the Eagles filling those positions?
I'd love to obviously I don't know because I'm not in the building, but I'd love to see them go big up front, offensively or defensively, and then a corner, a DB. I'd say that's where we need – I'd say that's the move, so –
Then he also says, tough start for the NBA playoffs, so do you see us being able to turn this around?
Oh, man, Dre. First of all, Dre, I'm going to be in Philly for the Penn Relays on. I'm leaving actually Friday, so I'm excited to go grab a couple cheesesteaks. I should have said that when I first heard that you were getting a couple messages. I am very upset with the last Sixers game. Rob and I have been very transparent on the show, so I'm going to share that Coach Taylor was yelling in his basement at the TV on the last time the Sixers played because Maxey got fouled twice. I'm just so livid with that. But anyway, not going to complain. We're going to try to find a way to win one in Philly the next time we play. So we got to find a way to win one. Like that, we talk about it all the time with our teams. Adversity, nobody cares. They missed the call twice. I think the NBA came out and said they missed 3 calls. 2 fouls on Maxey, and then Nurse was calling a timeout, and they didn't. They missed it, so. It is what it is, man. Such is life. We got to move on. So,
Sheila has 2 questions for you. First of all, she would like to know is, what is a book that you would recommend that everybody read?
That everybody? Oh, that's a loaded question. Everybody reads. I think Chop Wood and Carry Water is a good book for everybody to read. It's a good one. I can't remember the author, but Chop Wood and Carry Water is a good book. It's a You can find it. It's a paperback. I'm sure they got it hardback too. But again, I don't know the author, but it's called Chop Wood and Carry Water.
She'd also like to know, what is a movie that you think everybody should see?
I think everybody should watch. Oh boy, let's see. I can go a bunch of different ways with this one. dang. Let's see. I'll put it to you like this. I'm not going to say a movie that everybody should see. Coach Taylor's favorite movies: Top Gun, Back to the Future, Karate Kid, Ghostbusters. Like that. I'm an 80s baby, so I'd say those you can't lose. You can't lose on those.
Dom says, Coach, we have two different generations of cicada births occurring in the same year. Are you ready for the infestation?
Sure not. And if that's the case, I will be inside a lot this summer.
Yeah, I guess like 17 years and 13 years when it just happened that those two match up this time around. So how fun that'll be. Bert would like to know, who is someone in the news or the media that you are simply tired of hearing about?
Somebody in the news or media? Oh, boy, that's a man. We don't get stumped on this show a lot, Rob. That you're tired of hearing about? Oh, boy. Man, that's a tough one. I don't know. I guess I don't spend a lot of time watching the news. And there's nobody that I'm really sick and tired of hearing about. I don't have enough information to answer that question. I don't spend a lot of time watching the news daily and to be like, oh, this guy or this girl's on TV again. I'm tired of her. I just don't spend enough time doing it.
If I can answer for Coach Taylor, Bert, anything Kardashian. I'm tired of Kardashians. I'm just going to state openly.
Oh, the Kardashians. See, Rob, hey, Rob, there you go. You just helped me out. Thank you.
And our words of wisdom for this week, Coach.
You know, I try to always get in front of the guys. Like, we can't have meetings now, right? We're in phase 4. But, you know, I can still communicate with them, obviously, through technology. You know, just sharing with them, man. I told those guys today, the mind is everything. You know, what you think, you become. You know, so just be careful of what you got going on in your head and your own personal space, because what you think, you'll become it, man. So making sure these guys are putting the right things in their minds and the right things in their bodies. So those are the words.
I like it. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thank you for listening.